All over the free world, there are literally thousands of successful men in all lines of work who are where they are today because they once picked up and bought a copy of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Without question, this single book has had a greater influence on the lives, accomplishments, and fortunes of more people than any other work of its kind. When I first discovered this remarkable book, it was of enormous help to me. It helped me decide once and for all how I was to accomplish my goal. It unified my thinking and gave me a straight, clear road to the point I'd decided to reach. One of my closest friends found the book several years ago and stayed home for 3 days reading and digesting its material, and he then went on to reach the top of his industry. I've sat in richly paneled, carpeted executive offices and listened to world-famous business leaders, some of them old enough to be my father, tell me how reading Think and Grow Rich had changed their lives. Now, what's the secret of this book? Why has this particular book, out of all the thousands of self-help books, remained a towering giant? I think to understand this, you have to know Napoleon Hill as I do. He certainly was not the first man to be appalled at the poverty and seemingly endless struggle and lack of direction he saw about him as a boy and as a young man, nor was he the first to write on the subject. But he possessed two unique, highly developed abilities seldom found in one man. The first was the manner in which he approached his subject. Napoleon Hill went after the secrets of achievement in the same way a scientist seeks the secrets of nature. He pursued accomplishment in the same way Thomas Edison pursued the electric light, relentlessly, indefatigably, implacably, until the truth, which had been there all the time, was revealed to him. His second important ability was the skill to explain his findings in such a way that they were instantly understood intellectually, and, perhaps even more important in this particular field, understood emotionally as well. When the last page of Think and Grow Rich was read, the hand which put the book down on the table was a different hand. The man who then stood up and walked out into the world was a different, a changed man. The entangling webs of self-imposed frustration and indirection had fallen away, and now the way was clear. The man was now the possessor of the unique knowledge which enabled him to turn dreams into reality, thoughts into things. So-called fate or exterior circumstances were no longer in command. He who had been a passenger was now suddenly the captain.